Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, rise and shine. You're on with the due time with Pastor Steph. How are you this morning? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you last week? Ooh, last week we had us a time over here on his due time with Pastor Steph. We started off Monday, shaking the Monday morning blues, as we talked with Pastor Dotlin Simpson, and she talked about praying for my husband's marriage. Wow. It was powerful. We talked about praying for his speech within the marriage. Yeah, you know, we're not just going to pray for the speech, but we're going to pray for the speech within the marriage. You know, all of the things we talked about, we could just simply pray for the husbands, but specifically within the marriage is the key. That was the goal last week, because you know what? It's a whole different situation when we're talking about within the marriage. I don't know if you realize that or not, but yes, it is. Yes, it is an entirely different issue, and his speech must resemble God. Yes, because he's the leader in his house. He has to know when to be gentle. He has to know when to be firm. He has to know when to be, you know, thoughtful, a little more thoughtful than other times. Yeah. So we definitely need to pray for our husbands when it comes down to the speech. We need to pray for his leadership. Yep, that takes us right into the leadership bucket. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? You can be a leader in the workforce. You can be the leader at the PTA meeting. But can you be a leader? Yes, within the marriage. And Pastor Simpson, she was really on point, because she talked about, you know, his leadership skills and how you play a major role in his leadership. Yeah. You know, she spoke about her own particular situation, and she also talked about in general. And, you know, a lot of times when men are called to leadership and, you know, they need some guidance, who does God use? Yeah. You can be used as a support system. You can be used as a guide. Oh, but if you're not praying for his leadership, then you are really not going to have the advanced information that you need. Yeah, because if you're supposed to just simply be a helpmate, then that's not a simple job. No. I said simply be a helpmate, but that ain't a simple job. But if you're called to be a co-pastor, as in this particular case, yes, the Simpsons are co-pastors. And she spoke about, you know, her call and his call and his role. So, man, that thing got deep. Yes, 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 yes. We also talked about prayer for his healing from the past. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but if you need to pray for anything, you definitely need to pray for his leadership. For his healing from the past within this marriage. Yeah, because that marriage is going to be a mess. If that there is not dealt with, his past, and he's bringing the past into the relationship, I don't want to be you. I do not want to be you. So we had a fantastic time, and Pastor Simpson is scheduled to return. Yes. So right after the holidays, we're going to have her back so she could finish this conversation. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, let's talk about a Tuesday church folk. Day rolled around, and we got to continuing to talk about the things that churches need to talk about more, you know, or talk about at all. Well, mental illness was one of those things. What's going on with the church? As prevalent as mental illness is, we got to talk about that thing. Well, half the church is mentally ill, and I believe it was Pastor Jeff who said that when the pastor himself or herself is mentally ill, boy, does that make it a challenge. And now it doesn't get spoken about. Well, whether the leadership is mentally ill or not, they have really dropped the ball on this mental illness thing. You just cannot pray everything away. Faith without works is dead. Yes, we talked about abortion. Should the church talk about abortion? Absolutely, yeah. It is more than just thou shalt not kill. Yes, there's some things that need to be talked about. There's some fundamentals that need to be discussed. There's some situations that need to be discussed. Yes, 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 yes. We talked about marriage. Well, we know they talk about marriage, but how is the church talking about marriage? Are they talking about marriage where it's really beneficial to us? Are they talking about abuse and domestic violence? Are they talking about when, you know, two people don't agree? How can two walk together if they don't agree? That's marriage. Oh, yeah. We talked about singleness. Does the church talk about singleness? Another subject that they do talk about. However, in what context? How are we talking about the singleness? You know, some churches preach that you ain't got no business being single. You need to get married. You are supposed to be married. So that ain't biblical. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. So, the church still has a big job that they're supposed to do. Well, Wednesday came around, and our girl Shantice gave us our socially conscious segment this week, and we were talking about the Maryland child that was hung in the bathroom by a fellow student, had passed out, and had to be taken to the hospital. Well, here's the bigger problem. Mama made a statement publicly, and the school made a statement publicly, and one was going in the east, and one was going in the west. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that was not a good thing. No, 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 no. Because it definitely showed that the school dropped the ball. So that's just one of the things we talked about on Wow Wednesday. Yes, yes, yes. Well, on Therapeutic Thursday, we got to talking with Mr. Samuel Richardson. the credit forensic specialist. Now, I asked Brother Sam, what's with this title? Well, why we got to sound like we all criminalistic and all this kind of thing? And he said, because we are not just credit specialists. We delve. I delve. I get deep in, I just take the gloves off when I get to talking about your credit. So we talked about the myths of credit. Yeah. And oh my, it gave you an opportunity, to challenge your knowledge on your credit issue. Yeah. So we got to talking about what it meant to have a good score versus a not so good score, why we should have debt or we shouldn't have debt. What does the Bible say? Yes, we went there. That's why Pastor Steph gets the people who know God and know the word of God, because guess what? They're going to bring you more than just street knowledge. Yeah, they're going to bring you the biblical side of this. Yeah, we talked about, what else? Paying off your debt. And how Brother Sam has helped a lot of people get out of some heavy situations. Yeah, that judgment thing that's on your credit, it shouldn't be there. Yeah, nobody told us that. Mm-mm. Brother Sam had to enlighten us about that thing. So, wow, yeah. So you are definitely... You definitely want to go back and listen to all last week, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday were power-packed here on this due time with Pastor Steph. Yep, I wouldn't lie to you. Trust me. Go back and listen. Check it out for yourself. Worst case scenario, you utilize 2 hours. But guess what? Those are going to be some power-packed 2 hours. I promise you. All right, well, there was no Friday show, so here we are again, shaking the Monday morning blues. Yep, we have no guests today, but we surely got conversation for you and definitely something to leave you thinking about for the rest of the day. So I invite you to go and get that healthy breakfast. I invite you to go and tell somebody that it's due time with Pastor Steph is on. And whatever you do, don't go anywhere, because we will be right back.
If we're going to say no to lupus, we need to know lupus.
Lupus almost took my life.
No.
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 No lupus.
No lupus.
Lupus is one of those things that takes over somebody's body and you don't know anything about it.
There's certain things that I can't do, but I still get up every morning and do it.
I really felt like maybe I might not be able to make it through this.
Lupus does not discriminate. It can affect men, women, white, black, older, younger.
I've had lupus for 10 years.
I am 17 years old.
I am 11.
We've got to find a way to get through this.
There is something we can do. There is hope.
You just have to get involved. I haven't given up.
I challenge you to know.
No.
No.
No, lupus. Go to lupus.org/no. There is hope.
Thank you.
morning, good morning, and good morning again. Welcome back to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and we are shaking the Monday morning blues. Well, listen, I just want to remind you that we are almost at the end of the month. Yep, this whole month has flown by. I remember when it was November 1st. I remember when it was January 1st, and here we are facing a brand new month in a couple of days. Yes, yes, and yes. Okay? So, we're going to get our morning started, and just to let you know that Pastor Steph's energy level is kind of down. I have a terrible headache that I've had off and on all day. And let me, I have to share this with you because this kind of is a segue into our health tip this morning. Overnight, I realized, wait a minute, you should check your blood pressure. Because it just wouldn't go away. It kind of subsided a little bit. And I woke up this morning and I still have a headache. And I'm thinking I got to check this blood pressure as soon as this show is over. And I looked up, and lo and behold, what do you think the health tip is for this morning? Symptoms that your blood pressure is high. So we got a couple of health tips this morning, which may take us into our news time, but these are two things that we got to talk about today. And I'll tell you why. We're going to talk about the second thing, but here we are. We're talking about your blood pressure. Get your pen and paper up. We talk about these things quite often, but in different shapes, forms, and fashions. So today we're going to talk about the symptoms, okay? So we all know that high blood pressure is called the silent killer. Yeah. And one of the things that we've talked about before is high blood pressure affects so many parts of your body. So many parts of your body. So they're saying while early stages might show no obvious signs, there are certain warning signs that can indicate dangerously elevated levels. All right, so we want to make sure we get you this information. All right, so here we are. They talk about the persistent headache pattern. Now, I told you before, I don't look at this stuff. Very rarely do I look at anything. I might look at the first point, but I'm going to be just as surprised as you are. So I don't look at these things. But look, what did I just get finished talking about? That persistent headache pattern. Frequent headaches. They say those particularly characterized by throbbing sensations or pressure behind the eyes often signal elevated blood pressure. Okay? These headaches develop when excessive pressure strains blood vessels in the brain, and it creates a discomfort that differs from a typical tension headache. And I think that's what made me think about the blood pressure, because it just was feeling different. And I was talking to someone, I was like, this just ain't no regular headache. This is one of those annoying headaches that affect it. I feel like the rest of my body is being affected. So they say that the pain often feels more intense in the morning and may worsen with physical activity or strain. All right, so medical professionals note that while not every headache indicates high blood pressure, which we know, patterns of recurring pain, especially when accompanied by other symptoms, you want to pay attention to. They say the relationship between headaches and blood pressure often reveals itself through timing and intensity. And most times, patients describe these headaches as different. Patients frequently describe these headaches as different from their usual patterns, with the distinctive pressure sensation that becomes more pronounced over time. Yeah, you better believe when this is over, I'm checking my blood pressure because I just got finished saying that. Yeah, it's different. It's different. And it's like I feel other parts of my body feeling a little off. So make sure you get that. Get your pressure machine. As you get older, not because you have high blood pressure, but as you get older, because what you want to do is you want to eliminate some things. So the first thing we're going to do is check the blood pressure so we can eliminate that possibility, okay? Another sign that your pressure is high, we're talking about the symptoms that your blood pressure is high, another symptom is respiratory distress signals, all right? So shortness of breath during normal activities often indicates cardiovascular strain. When blood pressure remains elevated, the heart works harder to pump blood, okay? The progression of breathing problems often starts subtly. You might notice you need to pause during regular activities like climbing stairs or walking short distances. And as your condition advances, even mild exertion can trigger breathlessness. All right? So they say some people require additional pillows to sleep comfortably or experiencing sudden breathlessness that awakens them from sleep. Okay? Okay. All right, what else are we talking about here? Visual disruptions. Symptom number three. We're talking about symptoms that your blood pressure may be high. Visual disruptions, okay? They say the delicate blood vessels in the eyes prove particularly vulnerable to your pressure changes. Hypertensive retinopathy occurs when sustained high blood pressure damages these vessels. All right, now, this can potentially lead to permanent vision loss without intervention. So that means get that taken care of, okay? They say the damage to your eyes often develop gradually, but changes in your vision may appear suddenly. All righty. Early warning signs might include momentary blurring, difficulty focusing on close work, or occasional spots in the visual field. These symptoms may come and go, and that will make them easy to dismiss. Alrighty? So, if you're experiencing any sudden change in your vision, you're going to have to get some medical attention. Alrighty? Another symptom, number four, that your pressure may be high, cardiac warning signs. Chest discomfort will definitely represent one of the most serious indicators of blood pressure problems. And this pain, often described as pressure or tightness, might signal reduced blood flow to the heart muscle. So the sensation may radiate to the arms, the neck, or the jaw, and frequently accompanies physical exertion or emotional stress. Okay? So if you're experiencing those things, you want to definitely get to your medical professional to rule out a heart attack or other severe cardiovascular conditions. Okay? So check out any persistent or recurring chest discomfort. Make sure you get there. Make sure you get there. Make sure you get there. Don't delay. All right? Number five, cognitive effects. Okay? Your mental clarity often suffers when your blood pressure reaches dangerous levels. All right. Sustained high blood pressure can affect brain function by reducing oxygen delivery and damaging small blood vessels throughout the brain tissue. All right. Let's see what else it says. This may manifest as difficulty concentrating, problems with your memory, or general mental fogginess. Okay. They also, with this one, they give an overtime uncontrolled blood pressure piece of information, and it says it increases the risk of cognitive decline and dementia. All right? So pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to your body. Another one, nasal hemorrhage concerns. Okay, that's number 6, I believe. Nasal hemorrhage concerns. They say now there are times when you'll have nosebleeds, or frequent episodes might indicate cardiovascular stress. But a reminder that high blood pressure can weaken blood vessel walls throughout your body, including those in the nasal passages, okay? And that can make them rupture. Ooh. So the nosebleeds occur spontaneously and may be more difficult to stop than typical nosebleeds, okay? So they say regular nosebleeds, particularly when combined with other symptoms, should prompt medical evaluation. And this symptom often provides an early warning sign that's related to your blood pressure. All righty. So we got one more. Cardiac rhythm disruptions. All right. An irregular heartbeat, and they call that arrhythmia, sometimes develops as blood pressure rises. Individuals might notice heart palpitations. That's a sensation of skipped beats or periods of rapid heartbeat. And these rhythm changes can occur at rest or during activity and may accompany feelings of anxiety or lightheadedness. Okay. All right. So you want to pay attention to these things. Let's see. Now they give us some prevention and monitoring. All righty. So they say our regular blood pressure is anywhere around 120 over 80. All right. And that's what you want to look for if you're checking your own blood pressure, all right? Make sure you eat properly. Your dietary habits needs to be an increased consumption of fruits and vegetables. Yeah. All right? A lot of salt and fast foods and all of those things you want to make sure you stay away from. Okay? All righty. So there you have it. We have the symptoms that your blood pressure is high, and that's a persistent headache pattern, respiratory distress signals, visual disruptions, cardiac warning signs, cognitive effects, nasal hemorrhage concerns, cardiac rhythm disruptions. All righty. Let's see what else we're talking about today. I came across something late as I was about to wrap it up for my news, But when I saw this, I definitely wanted to talk about it. So keep those pens up. This is really, really important, especially if you are going to be preparing Thanksgiving dinner, okay? Or any kind of meal. But there's going to be a lot of cooking starting today. And I know that because I'm going to be starting today in order for me to finish at a nice time on Thursday. I can't wait till no Wednesday night. I remember back in the day everybody would be getting their stuff together on Wednesday. Nah, I ain't got that luxury. So I'm thinking that if any of you have this in mind to start early, you definitely want to get it as of today, and then you can warn other people. You can let it go. I don't know. I haven't read it. I just started, you know, looking at it, and I was like, oh, no, we got to share this tomorrow. All right? So, everybody and their mama, we have used the aluminum foil or tin foil, as some call it, to wrap up our leftovers and to send our people home with. Now, I remember Grandma. Boy, she would put her hurting on that aluminum foil. All year was shh, and it would be this long piece. And I'm like, that's too expensive to be ripping it up like that. But yeah, she used to use that aluminum foil. Well, they say it's actually not good to store certain leftovers in aluminum foil. Okay. So they're saying, unlike other methods such as plastic bags and like a Tupperware, remember last couple of weeks we've been talking about the BPA, okay? Foil, they say, can't create an airtight seal, okay? So in other words, they're saying no matter how tight you wrap that food in the foil, some air will still get in. So because of that, it doesn't allow for proper food storage, and it the plastic bags and the plastic containers, they decrease the risk of bacteria because there's no exposure. But when there is exposure, then the bacteria has time to grow. Alrighty. So in their exact words, they're saying aluminum foil alone cannot create a completely airtight seal. So it will kind of get damaged if you sit it on certain surfaces. Wow. Okay, I'm going to simultaneously take my blood pressure over here. I'm sharing this with you because I need a quick second to put this on my wrist. My head is hurting me. Too bad for me to ignore this. So we're going to multitask here. Okay. So.
Quiet and relax.
Oh, I can't talk.
Cuff at the same height with your heart.
Yeah, this is some interesting stuff. So y'all going to have to give me a couple of seconds. Take a break here. I'm not gonna stop the show, but I want you to just enjoy our little music today because I really have to redo this. This is not for dramatic purposes. This is. I'm not gonna just cancel the show. So just listen to the music. Okay. I said I would not stop the show. I'm getting an extremely high read twice, so I am going to stop the show because I need to get some medical attention. I'm so sorry, but we're going to, God spares, I'm going to be with you tomorrow. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. I love you.